Praise the Lord, I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision with me. Isn't that fantastic? Gosh, I know you're here because God brought you. And not only did He bring you here, He's brought some special, amazing guests with me today. And I don't get the privilege of too many guests, but the Lord tells me who to have and when to have them. And I want you to take a look there at Deborah and Pastor Elmer Ross from Elizabethtown, Kentucky, in their church down there in Radcliffe. Pastor Ross, your church is, tell me the name again.
It is Prophetic Word Worship Center.
I can't ever remember that. That's the longest. Prophetic Word Worship Center.
Yes.
Well, I want you to know, folks, as we're doing this program today, they have gifted us with the blessing of being on the program with me together. And you will not be able to forget Pastor Elmer and Deborah. As you can see by Deborah's hair and Pastor Elmer's shirt, they are exciting people.
Yes, excited people.
And we're excited to be here.
And yes. And you can't manufacture excitement in the Lord.
No.
Let me tell you, you can't make that up. So I'm going to get right on into the message. I was going to talk today about emotions in the new book.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
You brought your CD, which I'm going to show in a little bit, on the being led by the Holy Spirit, and we'll talk about that as we go.
Okay.
But right now, today, to get us going, I want you to just jump onto this and say whatever you want to say right now to talk about the Lord. Just do what you do, Elmer. I have never had the privilege of knowing somebody as excited as you are in pastoring a church.
Yes.
And I know you told me when we met some months ago, 8 months ago, I don't know how long it was, you had planted 20 churches.
No.
Go ahead.
We've planted, this is our fifth church that we've planted.
Wow.
Yes.
Five churches.
Yes, just across the country. You know, when you follow the Holy Spirit, God
yes.
leads you and guides you where He wants you to be.
Yes.
And so when you're led by the Holy Spirit, sometimes it's a little different.
Yes.
Because you
yes.
want to go where you want to go.
Yes.
But then the Holy Spirit says, no, I need you to go this way.
Yes.
And so you have to change all your plans. You know, your family goes kicking and screaming, and you know, the kids are like, no, Dad, what about my friends? And
the problem with the plan changing is that we make the plans.
Yes.
And I've learned, and you've learned, and Deborah's learned, that He's the plan maker.
Yes.
And we're to not become emotionally distraught over the fact His plans are greater and beyond anything we can ask or imagine.
That's yes. right.
We've got to understand that. We're on a worldwide broadcast right now.
Wow.
All over the world.
Wow.
Over 1 billion people watching.
Hallelujah.
And if the Lord had said that to me uh-huh. in 1995,
yeah.
I would have laughed like Sarah. He didn't say it till 2006. And in 2006, I laughed like Sarah.
Oh.
He said, then I want you to reach 16 million people next year, Rose. And I laughed. I
wow.
said, I was reaching 20.
Huh.
And when I met you all, you called me, or you had met Pastor Larry.
Uh-huh.
From our ministry, and he said that he had been in your barber shop.
Uh-huh.
You have an amazing barber shop in Radcliffe, Kentucky, and he wanted me to call you. And when I called you, you said, "Oh, we're watching Rose on television down here right now
right
in the
now, right
in the barber shop." Oh my gosh! So, honey, I know that even though you've not done worldwide television, you understand worldwide Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
And when I met you, I said, oh, Lord,
yeah.
What a pair.
Yes.
So we're going to look at Joshua. We're going to look at Joshua 1, and I will read it, and then you're going to take it from there.
Okay.
No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
Uh-huh.
As I was with Moses.
Uh-huh.
So I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not fail you or forsake you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
Mm-hmm.
only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Uh-huh. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success.
Wow.
I commanded you, be strong, vigorous, yes, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You're watching today,
uh-huh,
and you have been weak and wimpy and insecure and unconfident and scared and fearful and despaired and discouraged, and you've wavered like the wind tossing the sea. And today we're here as people in ministry and people who love you, not just in ministry, to tell you God said for you to be strong and courageous.
Yes.
That's what He wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't going to tell you to do that and then not give you the ability to do it.
That's right.
You can do what God says. You can be who He says you are. And I want to tell you for sure today, and we're talking from a ministry standpoint, you
yes
all.
Yes.
We're not better, and we're not knowing more, and we're not exempt.
No.
In fact, I'm going to say this boldly.
Yes.
Frontline work,
yes,
makes you a target.
Yes.
I've had a bullseye on my head and my back for 40-some years.
Come on down.
And all it means is we are in the position to trust the Lord more.
Yes.
And it's a privilege.
Oh, yes.
So now you take us from that scripture and talk about the ministry, talk about your family, talk uh-huh about anything you want to, the Lord shows you, honey. And relate to the people here,
yes,
Elmer.
Yes.
Because there's people watching who have struggled for days, weeks, months, years. They're not sleeping. You know it.
Yes.
You
yes
have it in your church.
Yes.
You have it in when you travel in yes ministry. You
yes
know.
Yes.
You have it in your family.
Yes.
And if you feel led to share about any of that, then take off on that too.
All right. Well, you know, starting off on this passage, you know, God is letting Joshua know that you in charge now. Moses is dead. Now you got to lead these people into this unknown
yes
land, this unknown territory.
Yes.
And there's some people out there right now that are having to go into some unknown territories to lead their families, to lead their ministries.
Yes, Lord. Thank
and you get so many opportunities to be afraid because you have to go into a place that you don't know about.
Yes.
And you've been counting on the resources, the family, the church, where you lived, where you worked. Now, God is telling you now to come out of that, to go into a place I'm going to show you.
Yes.
Now, I'm with you.
Yes.
You have all these opportunities to be afraid, but I'm telling you now, be courageous.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Amen. And so if you stay with me, I'll give you strength and you're going to prosper. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. That's hard to do. To go yes into a strange
yes
place
yes
with folk that you don't know. So I just want to encourage those of you all that are listening that my wife and I, we had to leave our family. We had to leave comfortable places to go start a church with people in a place that we don't know. I told God, God, I don't know nobody up there in Elizabethtown. He says, what? I do. I said, okay. So, but we moved there. From our home to move to Elizabethtown. I had no job. We had nowhere to live, and we didn't have a church. He mm-hmm says, now go,
mm-hmm,
but, and don't be afraid.
Yes.
But be strong and be courageous,
because
I'm with you.
Yes,
Lord, mm-hmm, thank you.
Yes.
I know, let me simplify this even greater. That's wonderful what you've just said. I'm thinking while you're talking, if I don't move the forks and knives in the kitchen where I want them,
mm-hmm,
and somebody else moves them,
mm-hmm,
they get to hear about
yes
it. Why did you put that over there?
Uh-huh.
That's a simple nothing. That's a simple thing.
Yes.
Because I want them where that I can reach. I don't think.
Yes.
I just reach. Mm-hmm. And we get so used to everything being at hand's touch,
mm-hmm,
being exactly a certain way. And we get people will get used to that, me included in years past, of things being bad.
Yes.
I got used to things being bad to the point that when the phone rang, oh gosh, who could it be?
Yes.
Oh, what's coming now? Oh, how am I going to deal with that? And it was somebody wanting just to say hello. And I would just say, oh, no, I don't want to hear that phone ring. Yes. And I said it today earlier. I said, that's why I hate the phone ring of the old-time phones. Because it was always a tragic call. And I see it with people every day.
Yes.
I'll call them back to talk to them, and they say, oh, I had no idea you were going to call to bless me or be an encouragement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to tell me something terrible. No.
Yeah.
No, we're in that time now of the last days of the last breath where we are
able
to go and move. And it's not about the things around us or this, you know, this sits here, this sits there. Mm-hmm. It's not about those parts of our lives that have to be exact.
Right.
We can go into the unfamiliar, like you're saying.
Yes.
And so when you came to Elizabethtown, how long ago was that?
That was in 2009.
Wow.
Yes.
7 years ago.
7 years ago. And then moving there. And
you came from where?
From Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah, we just up the road a piece, only about 40 miles away. But when you go 40 miles without your support system,
Elmer, I know people who would not come to my ministry offices to work because it was 5 miles away. Wow. Nate and I were talking, our producer here, we were talking about that earlier today. 5 miles was too far to drive.
Oh, wow.
Mama.
Well, you know, I came from the Eastern Kentucky Mountains. So there's people there with no shoes, no car, have never been in a restaurant, wouldn't come to Lexington from Prestonsburg or Paintsville or Pikeville to go to a doctor if their child was dying. Because they can't leave the familiar.
The familiar.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So you came there 7 years ago.
Yes, and we had nowhere to live. So we was riding around trying to find a place to live. And so we found a house that she loved. Tell it, Deborah.
Oh, I loved it.
Before you tell this house story, we're going to go to a program break.
Okay.
I see the time here, Nate, and we're going to go to the program break. Yeah, right. And we'll be right back, and you start right out talking about this house business, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Don't go away. Stay with us. We're going to hear some mighty fine stuff here for you, and we love you. See you in a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you, and this is it. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life. And order today Pastor Elmer's 4-CD set. This CD series will guide you to be increased in the Holy Spirit's leading. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm glad you stayed with us. We're going to get right into Deborah here right quick. We're talking about being courageous and being bold in the Lord and doing the unfamiliar because He has a different plan than we have most of the time. And you were getting ready to share, Deborah, when we had to break there for the house. What happened?
When we moved to Elizabethtown. Oh, I was driving around looking at different houses, and this house just caught my eye. It was a bi-level. Mind you, my husband does not like bi-levels. But I walked in, and it was everything that we had spoken to each other that we desired in a home.
Wow.
Went in, it was beautiful, had a pool in the back.
You get the desires of your heart, don't you?
Big open space, open floor. Oh, yes. And I came back home and I told him, honey, it's just wonderful. So we rode around to see it. And we got there and his face dropped. He was like, and I said, what? You know I don't like bi-level. I said, well, honey, you got to see the inside. And go ahead. from there.
Well, you know, well, to cut it up a little bit, we didn't have enough money to pay deposit and to pay the rent either.
Right.
So we called the guy over and he showed us the house. Said, well, do you want the house? And I reluctantly said yes. So he snatched the sign out of the ground and gave us the keys. And all we gave him was the first month's rent. And we didn't. He didn't take no application fee, none of that stuff. We actually moved in with just the first month's rent. Didn't call nobody, didn't check no credit, none of that.
And you love the inside.
Yes, I did.
That's the way you want. I've heard you talk about Deborah's house.
Yes.
That she has a beautiful home.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the home you had had in your heart. God brought the desire of your heart.
He does. He does.
He's good like
that. He does.
He's so good
And it was, you know, but when we're talking about the people that are listening, that are going through the struggles, and I just want to encourage you all that are out there listening, wherever you are, whatever you're facing, God is bigger than anything that you're facing. Yes, He's given us the strength and the courage that you need to make it not just into tomorrow, but just the next step, the next thought. Because so many times we get so bogged down in our minds, that we can't even think straight. And we got families, we got children that are counting on us. Your job, your school, church folk, especially pastors. Because I pastored for 23 years. So just understand and know that God is bigger than that situation. Bigger than somebody leaving church, not want to pay their tithes. How are you going to move to a building? Who's going to teach Sunday school? Who's going to drive the bus? It's not the end. It's just the beginning. Things are not falling apart. They're falling into place.
Amen. Glory to God.
Trust God.
Amen.
Have to trust God. Now, what if we had not even looked at that house and thought in our own thinking, we don't have enough money for a down payment or for much less for rent and deposit?
Everybody says, I don't have.
Yes.
I don't. I can't. I don't have. I don't know how I can have. I don't have.
Yes.
How am I going to have? There's no way I can have. I hear that all the time. And that's the natural mind, emotional mind, thinking, talking. Mm-hmm. It's the mind that says, I don't really, I love God. I want to know Him better, but...
Oh, wow.
And I like to say this way, Elmer, as you know, there's only one butt in your life.
Yes.
And you're sitting on it.
That's right.
And that's the only one you're allowed to have.
That's right. That's right.
And today I'm sitting on mine.
That's good.
Off of these books we had me on, because I like to get up over top of this table. But it made me too tall.
Yes.
Which I don't care about that. We're both little squirts, you and I.
No.
I'm not. I think I'm 5'2". How tall are you?
5'3".
See? And I wouldn't have thought that, because you're so small. But the thing is, we don't have to figure it out.
No.
We don't have to understand, even though God wants us to understand. Mm-hmm. He says, in all you're getting, get understanding.
Yes.
But if you don't understand, I still have what I've planned for you.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's people watching that have lived their lives waiting, wondering, what is God's plan for me?
Uh-huh.
Or what is His will? And the will and the plan is two different things.
Yes.
The will is the same of God for everybody.
Uh-huh.
The plan of how you go through to that will is different. Not everybody can do television.
No.
Not everybody can play a piano.
No.
Not everybody can travel all over the world. Or not everybody can do whatever.
Uh-huh.
But whatever He has given you a desire to do, that's in His plan.
Yes.
For you to fulfill His will.
That's right.
Right. That's what He wants you to understand.
Yes.
And you've never backed off from that.
No, no. I have so many opportunities to quit.
Talk about that.
You know, it gets hard so many times. Like, as a matter of fact, we're going through something hard right now. We're in a hard place at this moment that we're speaking about. You know, but God just always wants to see, well, do you trust me?
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
That's His word. Do you trust me?
And He knows you do.
Yes.
He wants you to know that you
yes,
do.
Yes,
yes.
Trust
yes.
me right now.
Yes.
And so to be in a hard place, to have a need and not know where anything's going to come from, you have to just look to heaven and say, Lord, this is on you, Lord. I trust you. And so some kind of way, He always shows up.
Yes.
And so if you just walk it out, see, because Jeremiah 29:11 says that I got plans for you.
Yes.
Plans that are, come on now, that are good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Yeah. See, God has an expectation for us according to his plan.
Yes.
See, so if we can get his word and his plan into our lives and just stay with him, we will be able to walk our way right out of debt, walk our way right out of poverty, walk our way right out of sickness.
And that walking occurs, it's in out of everything by sowing.
That's right.
I teach that. I proclaim that. Yes. I practice that. Yes. I live that. And if you're sowing love, you're going to have love.
Yes.
If you sow joy, you're going to have joy. Yes. If you sow, I'm sowing broadcast.
Yes. Come on now.
I want more broadcast.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
If you sow money, you're going to have money.
Yes.
You don't sow corn and get green beans.
That's no, you don't.
You don't sow healing and get money.
That's right.
No.
You don't sow healing and get courage and strength.
Yes.
You sow courage and you get courage.
Yes.
You sow strength and you get strength.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
And his, that's what you sow is joy.
Yes.
Joy, joy, joy. Yes. Well, what do you do, Rose, when you don't feel like it? I know that answer because I've had to make those decisions.
Yes.
Many times, worse years back than now. If I have emotionally gone to the bottom, I don't feel joyful. I told somebody the other day, I said, just walk through your house, your business, wherever you are, and go, ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
That's it.
Laugh is the medicine.
Ha, ha, ha. You're not actually laughing, but the enemy doesn't know.
Right. Keep your joy.
He doesn't know what you're doing.
That's right.
I told Deborah one time, I said, it's a good thing we don't live closer. we'd have a lot of time together and get into a lot of things. Because she has a lot of joy.
Yes.
You can see the joy here with her.
Lord.
Well, let's look real quick at 2 Kings 20, and this continues on what we're saying.
Yes.
Before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, and he's coming to you now and me and who's watching.
That's right.
Turn back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, and this is for those of you watching, thus says the Lord.
Yes.
The God of David, your forefather, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears.
Right.
Behold, I will heal you.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, amen. I like the word, I have healed you.
Yes. Past tense.
Already done. Behold, I have healed you.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes.
Let's get it into the absolutely already done for everybody.
That's right.
Yes.
By his stripes we were
healed. What do you see happening with your ministry from here on?
Well, I see growth. I see, like Deborah was saying earlier, that we first start talking about being on television back in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we are now. I was putting up lights and cameras back in 93. They was like, what are you doing? You know, we was recording and everything, sending stuff out, and they all laughed at me. Well, you know, here we are now. I see worldwide ministry. I see our church growing to areas that are way beyond natural man. Only God can do this.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We get calls from Puerto Rico, Spain, all over the world, the British West Indies, Canada. And the interesting thing about what God does, stations and networks pick up the broadcast that we're not contracted with.
Uh-huh.
CTN airs us through Dish Direct, Glory, Satellite, CTN International, many avenues. They have all their stations. But then somebody called me from here and said, we've been watching the program on TBN.
Uh-huh.
And I said, not because of me.
Uh-huh.
Not because of me. Not because of me. We've been watching it on BET. Not because of me. So I want people to understand that when God has a plan, and his plan is going to happen.
Yes.
The only way it can't is if you disagree with it and you say no and you, but all the way down the road. And that's when you don't change the plan. You just slow it and you prevent God from doing for you what he has already decided.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Already decided.
Yes. And there are what I call choke points. Now, you've got a CD. We want to offer it. We're going to go into our next program offer. But that, here, you hold it up,
okay.
And I'll talk about it, and then
all
you
right.
talk about it.
All right.
Pastor Elmer has a CD called Being Led by the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I get your emails every week. I got the one today on, come on. Name it. What was it?
That was Wednesday.
Win. You can win. You're winning.
We win.
You're winning.
We win.
We won. We
yes.
won. I changed it to we won. So, I want people who are watching, I want you to order that and use our address to order that from, and then we'll pass that on to Pastor Elmer and Deborah to send that to you.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, being led by the Holy Spirit, God is trying to help us to get to where he's trying to lead us to. And we all got our own plans to do things,
mm-hmm.
but God wants to lead you. And so he sends the Holy Spirit to us
mm-hmm.
to get us from where we're headed to where he wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times it takes us off the main highway to the back road, but that's like going through the wilderness. So God wants to lead us.
Yes.
By his Holy Spirit.
Yes. By his Spirit.
By his
yes.
Spirit.
And his Spirit is fused into our spirit.
Yes.
So leading us is just simply our agreement
yes.
with him.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
We love you today. We've run out of time. Gosh, we're going to do another program here shortly, and that'll be on after this one another day. But go to YouTube. Watch us there. If you need us, call the numbers on the screen. Let us know you need us. We're here for you. We love you. I'm Rose. This is Pastor Elmer and Deborah, and we'll see you again soon. God bless you.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. And this is it.
And order today Pastor Elmer's 4-CD set. This CD series will guide you to be increased in the Holy Spirit's leading.
To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.